Let's have some poetry. Here's Patrick Hicks with Lipstick Traces.
When I imagine how my parents met in a Montreal bar on a Wednesday in 1967, I worry that it might not have happened, that they might have turned from each other to unconsummate me. Non-existence begins when my father walks to the restroom, his stylish lamb chops blinkering his sight, and my mother drops something on the floor, lipstick perhaps. They never make eye contact, and I am blinded, unloved. But when I go back further, beyond the dating of my grandparents, and I salmon swim through the current of centuries, I see a school of unknown relatives that had to love and lust without deviation for me to exist as I do. Beginning with two apes that rutted in a forest, dead generations whisper in our blood vessels, just like a chance meeting between my wife and me will someday hide in the tissue of a great-great-grandchild. Our delicate love echoes with the shaking beds of history. The closed-door yell of orgasm and birth, century after century, brought my son umbilicaled into this world, and somewhere, somewhere unknown, a girl has been born who will look at our boy with honeyed eyes, or, just as likely, she will drop her lipstick and never know that he existed.
A poem by Patrick Hicks called Lipstick Traces.